Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. Today's guest, once again, is Ross Forman, Managing Director of Strategy and Innovation in the Management Consulting Practice at BDO USA. Ross is here today to speak with us about some retail real estate trends we're tracking around occupancy rate and location openings. Welcome back, Ross.
Hi, Natalie.
Ross, so I've been reading a lot of articles that say retail occupancy is on the decline. But then I'm also seeing lots of store openings, which all of this seems a little bit contradictory, as you can understand. So tell us, what is actually happening in the retail investment markets in terms of occupancy?
It is an interesting dynamic going on right now, some contradictory data. So on the one hand, we know, you know, last year there were more store openings than closings. And then on the other, demand for retail space continues to slow down. You know, compared to much of 2023, net absorption has seen fairly significant reduction, falling by as much as 30 percentage points. Consumers have been facing a number of headwinds in 2024, including lack of affordable housing, high interest rates, resumption of student loans, along with revolving debt, which has reached high levels, with total outstanding credit cards surpassing $1 trillion. As examples, right, of being able and how and where consumers are have the ability to spend. But despite the above and lower absorption rates, it's the limited availability of retail spaces that maintains vacancy rates low, which have been hovering around 4% and in really, really high demand locations like Madison Avenue in New York, the lowest rates among any other sector in the commercial real estate market, meaning lower than industrial space, lower than office space. So with fewer new construction deliveries expected, the fundamentals of this sector, it's going to remain solid in 2024. When new supply is constrained, it can lead to tighter market conditions, potentially supporting rental rates and occupancy levels, which are the key components of the commercial real estate sector.
Got it. So what is driving this trend, and who's taking this space?
Yes. Yeah, so retailers expect record spending that occurred across several retail categories last year and consumers' prioritization of necessities and experiences to carry over and to continue throughout the remainder of 2024, as indicated by store opening plans. But it's really its discount stores and an increased presence of health providers, as well as specialists in retail settings, that are driving this trend. Medtail continues to be a leading subsector. Last year, 1,000 plus retail leases were inked by medical-related groups, including urgent care providers and health systems. Interestingly, its animal hospitals should also thrive, given that nearly 87 million U.S. households and climbing own a pet.
So, you know, listen, I see this when I go into the mall. I see a whole bunch of different non-traditional retail type stores. I mean, you see spas now inside the malls. I guess that goes back to your point about it's not really a medical area, but certainly it's health and beauty. I see a lot of sports type stores that are in the mall. So I can see how they are really utilizing some of the space that previously was traditional retail. So do you think that this is sustainable? I mean, how do you see this playing out in the future?
So it's like all types of assets and within economics in general, it's cyclical. Everything's cyclical. And so the trends we're seeing today will continue to evolve. But in the near term, these changes within retail are going to remain as long as we have limited supply, number one, and we're all the top retailers high end fighting over those luxury spaces, which are just at a premium. And on the flip side, as consumers continue to watch the dollar, discount stores are going to continue to thrive. So it'll be a balance. And as with most things, things find that balance. But today, until that happens, these trends are going to continue. And you are right that medical related, not medical necessarily in traditional sense, but medical and related to health and spa, and that MedTail term that's been adopted, it's going to drive a lot of those changes we're seeing in both the enclosed mall environment and the traditional shopping center.
Yeah, yeah, I think that as well. And you know what? After 2020, after the pandemic, everybody turned very much towards health and beauty. And that has been a really high segment for spending for consumers over the last couple of years. And as we've seen in some of the most recent press releases, that seems to be slowing down. But I don't think that that's slowing down the whole idea of going to a spa or going to get nails done or going to a place in a retail location that is actually going to deliver a service. I think that is still pretty much happening, even though it seems that some of the traditional health and beauty retailers are starting to slow down. So thank you for that, Ross. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in today's episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to tune in next week to get the insights you need to succeed in retail. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.